I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Story we are following this afternoon at the 1010 Winds newsroom, an 81-year-old woman in critical condition after falling into the street and being hit by a box truck on the east side this morning. Police say the woman was on 59th Street and 2nd Avenue around 10 o'clock this morning when she fell and was run over by a box truck. The truck, according to authorities, did not stop. Now police are looking for the driver. And a 3-4 car collision on Ocean Parkway and Avenue V in the Gravesend section of Brooklyn this afternoon. In all, 12 people taken to the hospital. Two are in critical condition. The Central Park Five, now known as the Exonerated Five, are suing Donald Trump for defamation, alleging he lied about their case during the presidential debate last month.
The now Exonerated Five believe this statement from Trump during the debate rises to the level of defamation.
They admitted, they said, they pled guilty. And I said, well, if they pled guilty, they badly hurt a person, killed a person ultimately. And if they pled guilty, then they pled, we're not guilty.
These statements made by Mr. Trump to 67 million people across the country obviously have an enormous impact.
Says their attorney, Shane Inspector, because none of them ever pleaded guilty and the jogger who was attacked didn't die.
These five are seeking both damages to compensate and to punish from Mr. Trump,
which would be decided in a jury trial. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The Trump campaign issued a statement in response saying, in part, this is just another frivolous election interference lawsuit filed by desperate left-wing activists. The vessel at the Hudson Yards just reopened to the public this morning. It has been shut down for the last 3 years after 4 deaths by suicide in a year and a half. But there are now new safety measures in place.
Kevin from Manhattan's East Side stood in a long line of visitors to be one of the first in. He said he's brought friends here before.
This is my first time coming by myself. I heard the top floor is not going to open to public, but that's why I want to find out what's the difference.
Steel mesh barriers cover the open spaces from the 3rd to 8th floors. Here inside the newly reopened vessel, there is this netting, a kind of diamond-shaped netting that you might see at a baseball game to prevent anyone from going over the side. The $10 admission fee allows wraparound access up to the 2nd floor. From the 3rd to the 8th floors, visitors can only walk along the vessel's south side. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Hudson Yards.
The NYPD's 8th annual Quilting Bee is underway. It's a labor of love, bringing volunteers from all over the city together.
Volunteers sat side by side with sewing machines and some even a needle and thread in hand, working on quilts they are making from scratch to soon donate to families in need throughout the city. Diane Pryor Holland tells us she started this 8 years ago, and throughout the years, it's grown bigger and bigger.
They're donated to children and families. Family, wives, mothers.
Rochelle Holland, her daughter, tells us that each year the volunteers come from all across the city to help.
Loving the quilts and loving how they are designed. I started making them myself.
This is the 8th annual Labor of Love Quilting Bee, and the volunteers say they're hoping to help for many more years to come. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Police Headquarters.
Court action today in a closely watched trial about a controversial killing on the subway.
Most of the 86 prospective jurors raised their hands when asked if they had heard of the case. It's the case against Daniel Penny, a 25-year-old Marine veteran who was charged with manslaughter in the death of Jordan Neely. Penny placed him in a chokehold. He told cops Neely was agitated and threatening to other passengers. Prosecutors say Penny went too far in subduing Neely. 28 of the jury pool said they didn't appear to have scheduling conflicts. They'll return for further questioning and are expected to be asked about what they've experienced in the subway. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Seven current and former Long Island Railroad workers are suing the LIRR. They claim they were assaulted by train passengers. The six conductors and one station cleaner say the railroad's, quote, negligence, carelessness, and recklessness led to the series of attacks between 2021 and 2023. The suit seeks damages ranging from $2 million to $20 million. The workers say the majority of the assaults grew out of disputes over collecting fares, and Phil Donhoffer, the lawyer for the Long Island Railroad current and former employees, tells us the railroad needs to do more to protect its employees.
People think they're isolated. There are no police on the trains. They can get away with it. And I think the MTA, having studied the issue, ought to take a bold step and do something already before somebody really gets tragically hurt. I mean, I already have one client who suffered a traumatic brain injury.
The MTA insists it never compromises on employee safety and says there are extensive protocols in place for safety.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.